This week, I'm joined by an amazing woman. She does it all. Actor, singer, presenter, author, founder and creative director of her very own fashion label, Cheeky Premium Kids Clothing. My daughter Trixie wears it. In fact, I wear it. We've got matching.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Boxed In, Natalie Bassingthwaite.
Oh, yay.
Good to see you too.
It's been a while, actually.
It has been a
too
while.
Too long.
I know. In fact, you've been on Neighbours since we last caught up because you were helping me when I was on Neighbours.
I know.
And then Izzy made her return. Mm-hmm. How was that? How was the
that
whole?
It was crazy. Like, just to even be on set and see some of the crew that are still there.
I know.
After all that time, that was bizarre. But it was a really beautiful experience working with Jackie and Alan, yeah. And Susan and Carl.
Of course.
Primarily, I worked with them the most. It was a buzz.
Do you know what's so funny about Izzy? And there's not many characters that have that sort of cut through on any soaps. But to this day, to still be hated and have people still come up to you and say, I can't believe what you did to Susan.
Oh, yeah. It's such a weird thing, isn't it? Like, probably you didn't find that as much because people know you so much as your, you know,
yeah, people
yourself.
Don't really know me as the actor.
But back then, no, not that. I just mean like, you know, like you're so well known as Fifi to kind of be like, is that you? People would think that was really you.
Yeah,
you
know? Yes.
So sinister and evil. Mm.
And then, you're clearly
I
not.
Am. Watch out, everybody.
What is your love or passion? Like acting, music, performing on stage? Because as somebody who has never conquered that, and that's something I think most kids would grow up thinking, if you could sing in front of a massive crowd screaming for you, I mean, that would be addictive.
They're both, well, everything that I've done has been challenging and rewarding for whatever reason. Mm. And everything that I do brings a different kind of joy to it. So, for example, being on set or being a part of a film or a television show, the part that I love is the character development and the really working alongside such a great crew and cast and director and really get the juiciness out of the story. That's the part that I love the most of that. Performing on stage and having everyone singing your songs back to you, that's just, it's almost like, you know how Beyonce says when she's on stage, she's such a fierce. Like,
yes.
It almost feels like on stage I'm somebody else and
have
it feels amazing.
Can we think of a name?
I don't know, but she's ace. Whoever she is, she's like giving it everything. Yeah. And then I get off and I'm like, whoa, who's that? Especially now that I've had kids.
Exactly, I can imagine.
So before it felt a little bit more natural, but now I get up there and I, you know, wear similar things, not as short shorts as I used to, but still similar and rock it out. And then I get off stage and I'm like, woo, okay. So I don't know. I've loved everything that I, and then musical theatre, like that's a whole different thing again, because you get to play a character, but you're on stage. So it kind of blends the two.
Yeah.
I love it all. Just depends what mood I'm in. Yeah. Don't know.
Do Harper and Hendrix know any of your songs? Are you the mummy who's like, listen to what mummy sings?
Oh my God, no. Do you know what though? Actually,
because I would. I'd be saying, Trixie, learn every lyric and take it to school.
Well, it's only really come up probably the last 18 months. So Harper's in grade two now. So when when I was on Celebrity, so people started going, your mummy's a celebrity, you know? And she's like, is she? It was quite bizarre for her that what do you mean?
Yeah.
So people started to say to her, voodoo child and all this.
Yeah.
So her friend showed her the song and then we showed her a couple of videos, I think a year before that, but she didn't even register like what that meant.
Yeah.
So, and she hasn't even, they haven't even seen us perform.
It's amazing.
So we were playing a festival in Adelaide this year and we thought, do you know what, instead of flying, we'll all drive and we'll make a road trip of it.
Yeah.
And it was fun and crazy as well at times. And we got there and the gig got cancelled because of the weather.
No.
So they still haven't seen us do a Rogue Traders gig yet.
Wow. Have they seen Mum and Dad though in the lounge room performing? You don't do a bit of cam and you get up and a bit of Sonny and Cher.
Well, totally. We do have a music studio at home. So Cam's works there almost daily and Hendrix really, like, he's so funny. He's like, Harper's the real kind of, she's probably a bit more like me, a bit of a show off and dancing, look at me. And she doesn't stop talking. Don't know where she gets that. I'm like, can you just shush just for 2 seconds? And Hendrix just, like, if a song comes on, his whole body, like, gets this rhythm and groove
cute.
And he wants to, like, yeah. But he loves Beastie Boys and Red Hot Chili Peppers and AC/DC, and Harper's the opposite. So they're just funny.
Yeah.
They're very you know, entertainment skewed, I guess, because of their parents.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In with singer, actor, kids, clothes designer, Natalie Bassingthwaite. The other thing that you've done, and I envy, and it, let's be honest, I think anyone listening who's had a child, you have that desire to imagine if I could make clothes for kids. And you, that's what you do.
I did, yeah.
And to even got that off the ground, I mean, you're this phenomenal, Nat, because it's so, you do so much and that's would be so hard.
Mm.
How much fun is it being the creative director of your own fashion line?
The creative director part is so much fun. Like, that is really enjoyable. And what then getting, I really love the photo shoots too, to be honest, like casting the kids and then getting on set and making sure that they're all great and then choosing the images at the end that are going to make the final card. And like all of that part, I just, you know, same with the clothes, like getting that up and running and tweaking and, you know, it's, I mean, a lot of it's based on clothes I wear.
So
you know, it's similar styling, really, the drop crotch pants and the oversized jumpers and tees and things like that. It's challenging though. Do you know, like, it came at a time for me where, my manager of 16 years had passed and it was very overwhelming. And so I dove straight into that. And it was kind of a blessing in a way because it just kept me going and going and going and going.
Yeah.
But, you know, that can take its toll when you do need to take a breath and go, oh, my God, have I actually grieved? Have I actually, like, really allowed all this to happen? So that's a bit of the deeper side of it. Yeah. But, yeah, it's been – I'm so proud of myself for what I've achieved with it all and – continue to achieve, but it's a lot of work, but it's a beautiful product, so I'm proud of that.
It is,
yeah.
It's gorgeous. I always say this to you, the fabric,
yeah,
that fabric,
the bamboo, yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. No one else uses it,
not fashion brands. No. Like, there's a lot of real basic stuff out there. We're hoping to launch a basic range soon too, so it's a little bit more pared back and it's a little bit more affordable as well. So it's not so many bells and whistles and not so much fashion skewed too.
Excellent. And just actually while we're talking about it, let's send everybody to the website, www.cheeky, and I am going to spell it.
I know.
CHIKHI.co.
That's it.
For more information. And you're also, now what are we doing in Carlton?
The Royal Exhibition Hall or building. I think it's my third year and it's the most amazing baby toddler fair.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all of these really beautiful brands under one roof that you wouldn't, did I say Ruth? I think I said Ruth. I'm not my son right now. My name is Natalie. I'm 43. I don't admit that, but I just don't. Under the one roof. But it's everything from parenting to parenting. I can't speak. I'm fired. You're out. Parenting tips and just beautiful product that, you know, not only can you try and all of those sorts of things, great food, but you can buy it on as well. So it's a great weekend and it's free if you register.
That's so good. Mm. And to see you.
One Fine Baby, it's called. Should mention that. Yeah, there you go. I'm a great ambassador.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Hi, I'm Natalie Bassingthwaite and I'm Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Before I let you go, because everybody knows so much about you, we watch you acting, we watch you presenting, we watch you judging, we watch you singing. What does Nat like to do in her downtime? I'm having an Oprah moment with you, Nat.
Darling.
Like, where do you do for you?
Yeah, well, I never. The thing is, about a year ago, I would say, I don't know, nothing. I would honestly go, I don't do anything. Like, I just either work or I'm trying to be a great mum and trying to be a good, you know, husband? No, wife. See, this is what happens when you don't drink coffee anymore.
Have
so
you
I
stopped?
Stopped coffee.
When did you stop that?
About 6 months ago.
How are you going?
Great. I love it. I feel so much better. These are my tips. This is what I do in my downtime now. I meditate once or twice a day. I meditate with my kids. I do yoga, I do Pilates, and I feel like a different person.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's the kind of commitment.
Now I'm not letting you go because let's talk about this because this is amazing. Because, I don't drink coffee, so I've never had
really?
That.
God, how are you so hypo?
I don't know.
Everyone say to me, you're still so hypo, and I'm like, I know.
It's not the coffee.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
This is Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box, and my special guest this week is Nat Bass. Now, okay, meditation with kids, because I can't meditate.
Oh, well, I couldn't either. Like, I was hopeless. My mind has always gone a million miles an hour. I couldn't even stop to take one 10-minute breath and go, nah, I can't do it, you know. But it's been practice.
How many minutes? Like, what do you do? Sit, where do you sit in your house?
So if I, because I've been getting up at 5:30 in the morning and going to yoga or Pilates. God, so net. On my way in the car, I'll listen to like a 10-minute meditation.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not really supposed to do that in driving. The car. So you've got to be, it's not like a, you don't close your eyes and do any of that. Please do not close your eyes whilst driving the cars. No. So it's just more like a podcast. It's very motivational or whatever. So it might be like 7 to 10 minutes. And then when I get there, I do my class and then I finish it on my way back. If in the day, like I really need to kind of center myself and ground myself, I do that. Or at nighttime, I do it. When I go to bed, I'll lay down so I don't sit up or anything because that's just too hardcore. I put it on earphones and most more often than not, I end up falling asleep and I wake up with my earphones in my ears. But I'll do it with my son at nighttime for him to go to bed. There's this beautiful train kids meditation, which is just heaven. Yeah, and we'll change it up. My daughter does a fish one. And
oh, I love this.
Yeah, I think it, and he's like, you know, trying to breathe. I'm like, okay, a little bit calmer. He's like, I know, that's so cute. But they like it and I feel like it's giving them good practice for later in life of not it's, so stressful or being able to, like now I'll be like, take a big breath. You know, if he's getting his needles, I'm like, you know how mummy taught you, take your breath. And he's like, tries so it again. Cute. But it's, I had to do it. I felt like I was getting too overworked, too overstressed, couldn't calm my brain down. And now I can actually do it anywhere, anyhow. I can sit in the car while Cam's driving and put two earphones in and just go for it. And yoga now it's that as well. Like I thought,
yeah, you're yoga. A yogi.
I'm like, what do you mean?
Do you do the moving yoga, the one that keeps moving?
Vinyasa, yeah. I've done that. But I also really love yin. So yin is just more about poses and you kind of get into a position, you hold it for a long period of time. So it's a great stretch. And then they end with a meditation. Who am I?
Who are you, Ned?
I don't know. I've changed.
You've changed so much in those 3 months.
Because I needed self-care. I was like, I'm not self-caring at all. Yeah, I'm just going.
And good for you.
Yeah.
I did a puzzle the other day.
Oh, I did 2 puzzles yesterday. They were only like 20 pieces with Hendrix, really? But I love
puzzles. I did 1,000 puzzle.
Not in one day.
No, in like 3 though.
That's pretty good.
I went out, but now my shoulders are all locked up and now I genuinely need to go and get a massage. Mm. So
I always say that. It's a bit of an excuse, I reckon, babe.
Someone massage me. Well, Nat Bass, what an absolute treat spending the afternoon with you. So good to see you. Although now you're such a, you're a better version of yourself and it makes me feel bad because I need
you're
to be
quite,
a better
you look so good.
I am so
tired. I don't
tired.
Know how you're working like this.
I'm not. It's
she
not
needs a holiday.
I do. Give me one.
Attention. Holiday for me.
Thank you, Nat.
Thank you, babe.